Hello and welcome to International Report. Arts and entertainment have taken over every corner in the Scottish city of Edinburgh. We're 2 weeks into the Edinburgh festivals, and just about every bar, theatre and concert hall is tackling tough issues through different mediums of art and performance. Racial and class inequalities in particular are the focus of hundreds of shows. From Scotland's capital, Assa Mackay-Roman has this second report on a series on Edinburgh's festivals.
During festival season in the Scottish city of Edinburgh, debates about inclusivity are never very far. Although festivals attract audiences from all over the world and tackle diverse issues, they are regularly accused of not being inclusive enough, especially for the working class and for ethnic minorities. This is something that Kate McGrath is trying to change through Fuel, a London-based theatre company she created. It co-produced the critically acclaimed play Barbershop Chronicles. After a two-hour event about class and art in which working-class participants were asked to share their experiences navigating the arts sector, she explains why she feels it's vital that the creative sector listens to people from underprivileged backgrounds.
That there's absolutely tons of research to demonstrate that that is a problem, that it's a problem that's not going away despite supposedly everybody's best efforts. And therefore, we need to listen to what the challenges are, and then we need to take action within our organisations and as individuals to try and change things in ways that will make a difference. I think the challenges that we heard this morning are really complex, from the price of accommodation, the price of travel. We also heard artists saying, Bryony Kimmings saying, the Edinburgh can't on its own solve a problem which is universal, and certainly in the UK at this time it's a huge problem that needs to be tackled year round, and in a way the festival is a kind of microcosm of that problem. So we need to tackle it here, but we need to tackle it in much wider and deeper ways as well.
McGrath also curates a series of events called You Are Here at the Edinburgh International Festival. Its aim is to propose work from all over the world to encourage people to see that no matter physical or metaphorical barriers, art is meant to be universal.
At Breaking Bread, which is one of the events in the Departure Lounge, which is a meal hosted by an artist every evening during the festival, which is open to anyone to come along, the conversations have really varied in terms of what they've been about. But one thing that I think has been really striking is the connections that complete strangers make to each other's stories and narratives. The things that we think might be completely different in a different culture, but then we find a resonance or a connection. So it's just really exciting to be in a space, and I guess that's the beauty of a festival, which doesn't necessarily happen all year round, but to be in a place where there are such different experiences of the world, and we can learn some empathy, learn to see things through other people's perspectives, and also discover that we're not so different as we think.
However, it can be challenging to make audiences understand that even art produced by minority artists can, in fact, speak to everyone. Demisha Harris, an American actress, dancer, and singer, makes a remarkable portrayal of Josephine Baker at the Edinburgh Fringe. She shares her experience of attracting audiences here in Edinburgh to her show, Josephine.
When we're flyering and doing it, if I don't have full makeup, or at least some sort of makeup on, I will get passed over. Mm-hmm. They will pass it over and just be like, meh, nah. But let me put on some lashes and maybe a wig and a dress. Oh boy, she's selling me something good. And there it is. So it's kind of, I don't feel like it's a mask, but if I've got to doll up a little bit just to get some butts in the seats so that they can enjoy the show, all right. I'm used to wearing makeup anyway.
Mike Marinaccio, who co-created Josephine with Harris, says that Josephine Baker's story should inspire people from all walks of life.
She's touched so many lives all across race and gender.
Continents,
yeah. You know? I think for the United States, it may be a more of a Black American, African American story because she is sort of the first to become an international superstar. But in France, she was just the most famous woman in France and the most photographed woman in France, and starring alongside white leading male romantic leads in the 1930s, just like any other actress of her time. Half of her husbands were white and half of them, one was Italian. You know, she just really was a universal celebrity. She was a superstar.
One artist who tackles race and class head-on is Akala, the rapper, writer, and academic. He explains what his afternoon show at the Edinburgh Fringe, based on his best-selling book Natives, Race and Class in the Ruins of Empire, aims to discuss.
My argument isn't actually that Britain is the worst place in the world for black people to live, and no one who's paying any attention thinks that's my argument. My argument is simply, look, if you're from the wrong side of town, even if you're a white kid, if you want anything out of this life, you're going to have to work twice as hard. If you're a black kid and you're from the wrong side of town, you're probably going to have to work four times as hard. My message, and not only my message, but my lived behavior has not been to tell black kids, oh, give up, racism exists, there's no point trying hard in school, sit around moaning. My argument has been quite the opposite. Work twice as hard, study twice as hard, train at football twice as hard, whatever it is you need to do. Don't get caught up in street shit. I'm not judging anyone, because I myself made mistakes as a youngster, which I talk about in the book. But that means I'm even more in a position to say to young brothers, bruv, you don't want to go down that road. It didn't lead my friends anyway. So it's a cop-out when people say that, because I'm not in the industry of grievance.
In front of a packed room of festival goers, Akala addresses difficult issues such as Britain's colonial past and social exclusion. Even if he has a platform to talk about this at the Fringe, he doesn't hold high expectations about the representation of diversity here in Edinburgh.
Well, it depends what you mean. I mean, Edinburgh is not exactly London. So expecting a festival in Edinburgh to look the way a festival in London would look seems a bit unrealistic. I wouldn't expect a festival in Kingston, Jamaica to look like a festival in Edinburgh. So Edinburgh is white and middle class, and wealthy, in fact. To expect a relatively wealthy, majority white town to be as ethnically diverse as London or Paris is absurd. I'm not looking to Edinburgh Fringe for representation of my culture. You know, I'm a black Londoner. I look to Notting Hill Carnival for that. I look to the black cultural archives. I look to things here and there. I'm not necessarily one of the sort of I must be included everywhere people. If I wasn't booked here, I wouldn't come here and I wouldn't really care. I'd get on with what I was doing and trying to build what I was building. I was invited and I felt like it's worth having that conversation.
At the Edinburgh Book Festival, writer and photographer Johnny Pitts agrees. The author of Afropean, Notes from Black Europe, has more about his travel and history book.
Blackness and the contribution of black communities has been wiped out and not taught about properly in schools. So I think we need to start having that conversation. What I try to do in my book is give a contemporary portrait and then try and place the contemporary sort of context in history and look at where it all maybe came from, and to show this history that gets woven out so often of this mythology of Europe.
As far as ethnic diversity is concerned, Pitts reflects on whether truly shaking things up at festivals such as Edinburgh's is realistic.
I wouldn't have come to a festival like this when I was younger. I really wouldn't. I was listening to hip-hop, and hip-hop was my entrance into this world that I now take part in. But, as you can tell, I don't really have an answer for it. I think it's a very tough question that you answer, and I don't know what can be done, because it's a conversation that's been going on for so many years. And it's not just this, like, even when I was writing this book, which is like a travel book, there are no travel books by black authors. You know, when you think of festivals in general, they're usually middle class white affairs, you know. And I don't know how to change it. Maybe the point is not to change it. Maybe we have to create our own festivals and try and organise ourselves. And maybe Edinburgh Festival isn't the right place to try and put something together for a black audience. You know, maybe it has to start from the ground up.
The answer to how we make art that appeals to everyone isn't straightforward. And even though the different festivals have all taken a number of steps to open the doors to a more diverse audience and creators, in Edinburgh, the consensus seems to be that there is still a lot more to do. Reporting from Edinburgh, this is Assa Samaki-Roman.